Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's a tweet from Andrew Porter. He's the editor of WIP.com, 94WIP.com, social media coordinator. In fact, I think I live in Collegeville. He lives online.
Right,
Andrew. But yeah. The ex has an actual home. He's just constantly
he's
online.
Online, yep.
But this is what he tweets out after the trade. First thing is, need to process this. So then he said, yeah, okay, maybe I don't know how long he waited to process it. Then he said, Jimmy Butler is awesome and exciting. But my honest gut reaction to the trade was sad to see Dario go with a sad emoji with Dario. I mean, listen, Dario was...
The homie.
I mean... Isn't Dario kind of disappointing? Do we expect a little bit more? I'm just being honest.
The homie.
Well, I mean, so let's be honest about Dario. I like Dario. Mm-hmm. I do. Dario is a pretty good player. I expecting a little bit more from Dario?
A little bit,
right?
A little bit.
Like, you could say Rocco. Rocco gave you what he had, right?
Right.
I like Rocco.
He gave you what he could give you.
Right.
Yeah.
Role player?
Yeah.
Dario's a role player, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know how it is, man. Philadelphia gets attached to, first of all, that's you know that's part of the Sam Hinkie thing. So you know everybody.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, everybody that was, you know, part of the process. These players are still part of that. They are a result of that. And so each time one of them leaves, the people that.
We think about the process and everything we went through with the process. I get that.
So it's like Dario means something, Robert Covington. As a product of the process, I think Hinkie signed him or trade for him from Houston.
Rocco?
He signed him as an undrafted guy?
Rocco?
Well, I know he had been in the league already.
He was waived or something.
Or G League or something, yes. But Hinkie brought him in.
Yeah, he was in the G League, sure. Yeah,
I'm trying to be nice.
Ben, you go too far with it. Because I was in Covington's Cove. I'm a Covington fan.
I'm trying to be respectful.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm the one that's instigating some shots at Dario. I'm not trying to take shots at Dario. What I'm saying is that the whole thing about the process was you get players to try to build what you have.
Right.
You have assets. They used assets from the process to get Jimmy Butler.
That was the process. Yes.
That was the process.
It worked.
A lot of us thought that Dario was going to be like, when I envisioned Dario, I was thinking. A different kind of Tony Kukoc, a tougher Tony Kukoc, right? Handle the ball, rebound, shoot threes. He was just really a poor man's Tony Kukoc, more of a not as good of a shooter, not as fluid of a ball handler, but a rebounder.
Not a great athlete.
Yeah, not as good of an athlete for sure.
Yeah.
But he's a good player, Dario.
Yeah.
He'll help the T-Wolves win 35-36 games this year.
Yeah. He'll probably play in Minnesota forever.
He's under contract for a couple more years too, but yeah, I mean, that would make sense. Let's go to the phones. James in Southwest Philly wants to hold Jim Schwartz accountable. What's up, James?
Yeah, I think Doug Peterson should hold Jim Schwartz accountable for the defense playing the way they playing because he hired him as a defensive coordinator. Now, my thing is...
The Eagles hired him as a defensive coordinator.
Doug Peterson gonna figure out what the rest of us already know that Vaitai can't play. Doug Peterson say this is the new norm. Is this the new norm we seeing now? Because if this gonna be the new norm, then something gotta change.
You said Vaitai can't play? I thought Vaitai did all right.
Man, Vaitai when that first play got beat like a rug. He couldn't stop traffic with a stop sign.
Yeah, you typically got to let Vaitai warm up for a couple series before he really gets his footing out there. But listen, I didn't. DeMarcus Lawrence, did he have a sack Sunday?
No, I don't think so. But
see, James, I didn't watch Sunday's game and think, oh my God, Big V is terrible. Yeah. In fact, I thought the offensive line played relatively
played okay,
well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play pretty well, but is Doug Peterson going to hold Jim Schwartz accountable? And so anybody going to hold him accountable? Because if he's responsible for the defense and the defense didn't show up, then somebody got to be held accountable for that. They can hold the players accountable. Why can't the coach?
Well, and James, as much as I would like to see a new defensive coordinator, if I was playing the Jim Schwartz defense team,
yeah.
I would say, who's starting in my secondary, Ike?
Yeah, you say hold Jim Schwartz accountable. I don't know what you want. They're not going to fire Jim Schwartz. Guy just won the Super Bowl. He just won the Super Bowl with him as defensive coordinator. Come on, man.
Who do we decide in the defensive backfield? Who are the players now if Sidney Jones can't play?
Pick a name out of it.
Trevion Bell.
I'd be shocked that we don't hear reports that somebody's in here working out today.
Another guy off the street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, somebody. I don't know.
I mean, at some point you have to say, listen, they just don't have the. I think this is the first time this year where you can actually blame injuries. The running backs is dead on.
Right.
But still, in this league, you should be able to try to figure something out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't give them a total pass of not having the running backs.
Working out C.J. Anderson today? No,
I haven't heard
anybody. Johnny Airport? You catch him at the airport, Johnny Clark?
He was not at the airport. No. John Clark was not at the airport with him. I'm going to text Elliot right now to see if he's heard anything about
mm-hmm.
it. But yeah, I mean, at this point, is C.J. Anderson a big upgrade over what they have right now? Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe. Let me see.
He hasn't played in Carolina. I don't know what he looks like.
He hasn't played a lot.
He's fresh.
That's for sure. And what's weird is they cut him, and they only have one other running back on the roster.
Right, in Carolina.
And it's not like they're 2-6, and they're
That's
just
a playoff
like,
team.
Yeah, they're a playoff
team.
They're 6-3, right? Or 5-3?
6-3.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they lost to Pittsburgh. Yeah, so they're 6-3.
6-3.
Yeah.
And they're putting themselves at risk to having one, God forbid something happens to run CMC.
Right.
Now you got to... A rookie or a young player. That's the only running back on the roster.
Maybe he's disgruntled, lack of playing time.
That's what I'm saying. There must be something going on there.
Yeah, maybe it's. Yeah, maybe that was it.
Let's go to Sam in Drexel Hill. Hi, Sammy.
What's up, fellas?
My man.
What up, Sam?
How are you, Sam?
Great show as usual. The best duo on the air.
Holla at your boy.
Thank you, Sam.
But listen, more and more I say to myself, how the hell did we win a Super Bowl?
Watching this year, you're right.
Seriously. But at the same time, I got to try and be fair because, John, you took some of the words right out of my mouth, like running back 1 and 1A with Blount and Ajayi both gone. Like, Doug didn't have those guys. 3 of his top 4 wide receivers gone. Jason Peters, Lane Johnson, even Kelsey hurt. Look at the D-line. Bo Allen gone, Curry gone, Jernigan out for the year, Barnett out for the year, not as a shell of himself.
Yeah, you know, Tony Dungy, we have him on Friday, Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy brought up the name of Vinny Curry and Bo Allen, and he said you can look at on paper and say, well, you brought in other guys to replace those guys, but they were glue guys. Vinny Curry was a guy that didn't mind sacrificing sacks for what was better for the team, and you took that chemistry away.
So there's a lot of, like to me, in some ways, Doug's going to a gunfight with a water pistol. I mean, just look at, and I love Maddox. But at the end of the game, you got a 5'9" rookie cornerback. He's your starting safety.
Mm-hmm.
And really, with all that, the thing that kills me is I say to myself, they make 2 plays and they're 6-3 against Tennessee and against Carolina.
Yeah, but even if you win one of those games, you're 5-4. That's the difference. I mean, think about that, right? You win one of those games. Now you're talking about a team that you can say. Yeah, man, just you got to do what you got to do. You can still win 9 or 10 games.
Yeah,
Sam, that's also the problem. Last year they found ways to win those games. This year they're finding ways to lose those games.
That's true, and I put a lot of it on Schwartz, but people are saying, oh, look how good Tennessee and Carolina. We had them down 17-0, 17-3.
You're right.
That defense stops one of those 3rd-and-15, 3rd-and-12 in each game. There's 2 more wins.
How about the offense gets a couple more points, too? Maybe there's 2 more wins.
That's true. And real quick, guys, the thing that kills me with the Dallas, I see they use a number 1 pick on Zeke and number 1 pick on that linebacker, Van Der Esch. And here we're all laughing at the draft. Oh, we really pulled one over on Dallas. We get Goddard. They don't even use him. And now they got a stud linebacker. They used a top pick on that Jalen Smith, who was hurt. our philosophy, they'll never use a top pick on a running back or a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Well, I'll tell you, Sam.
Greg Coleman.
And this isn't necessarily hindsight 2020, going back, second-guessing Howie, because we took calls on this. We even discussed what the Eagles did in the draft this year.
Mm-hmm.
While everybody was patting themselves on the back about keeping Dallas Goedert from the Dallas Cowboys, well, maybe that shouldn't have been our priority.
You take a running back instead?
Yeah. Maybe our priority should have been to get a running back.
Well, who? Because I know that
Nick Chubb.
How did he look last week?
Nick Chubb was right there.
And you're
talking
good.
About the Georgia had two running backs taken within about four or five picks from each
and
other.
And Chubb looks better than Sony Michel. Yeah. Sony Michel's shown flashes this year being a good player.
Yeah, Sony Michel's a good pick for the Patriots. Mm-hmm. He got banged up. That's a good pick. But then you had, we all knew the top running backs in this draft was Sony Michel, Nick Chubb, and Darius Geis. Mm-hmm. Those were the top running backs coming out. It wasn't the same depth of running backs as it was the year before
mm-hmm.
with Kamara
yeah.
and all those guys.
Yeah, you're right.
But the Eagles were drafted in a position where they would have those running backs available to them. The Patriots took Sony Michel before they could, right?
The Eagles traded out of it.
So the Eagles traded out of the pick. Well, you move down a couple of slots to Baltimore's spot. Well, you still got the opportunity to take Nick Chubb, I believe.
I'm just going to Google it real fast. But I mean, you could have had him with the 32nd pick.
Or if you believe the reports that Cleveland was offering up that first-round pick, I mean, that second-round pick.
I do believe it. I do.
But Nick Foles, because I think that's the pick they used to get Nick Chubb.
Is that what it was? Because they had the three.
They had, like, the second or third pick in the second round.
Yeah. As I'm pulling it up right now. I mean, honestly, like, I think we can look at it and say he was the third pick of the second round.
Yeah.
So he was 35 overall. They've tried to get a running back the last couple of years, but they got jumped. Remember, Dalvin Cook, they were ready to take him. The mm-hmm. Vikings jumped him.
Yep.
So it's not like they didn't know or they didn't try to get.
They could have took Joe Mixon.
Well, they could have.
Yeah.
They could have.
We took Sidney Jones.
But you're right. No, you're right.
I'm about.
Yeah.
I'm about seven games away from. I'm about seven games away from second-guessing that pick.
Yeah, with Sidney Jones, like, if I saw flashes of something.
Right.
Like, hey, he's a young player. He's getting beat. He's giving up big plays or whatever. But he's flashing the athletic ability. He's making plays. He's getting interceptions. You can be like, wow, well, like, you could see his ability. I'm not really seeing that. Nothing's jumped out to me about Sidney Jones other than he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, and I don't like the fact that Sidney Jones wasn't viewed to be a much better player and a much better option on the outside than having Jalen Mills on the outside. Like, to me, when they took this kid, he was supposedly a top 15 pick, no worse than the second and third best corner in the entire draft. You want to go with Marshawn Lattimore, Gerrion Conley, some of those guys. Sidney Jones was right up there before he tore his Achilles,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we take him in the second round. We redshirt him the first year. Okay. But he ought to be coming out of the preseason like gangbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we should see the difference between he and Jalen Mills at the cornerback position. And it should be so obvious that Doug Peterson or Howie Roseman should be demanding that Sidney Jones is playing on the outside versus Jalen Mills.
Mm-hmm.
And if this means, well, Jalen has to either play the backup corner or the third corner as the slot guy, and he can't play the slot, then Avante Maddox plays the slot. Either way, Sidney Jones was supposed to be good enough that it should be a no-brainer that he's your starting outside corner.
He's a major contributor to
this. Yes.
Team. Yep.
Marshawn Lattimore went on to win Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year, as a cornerback last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
you need more from him.
It's not that he isn't a lockdown corner. It's that we don't see flashes of anything.
Nope. Yeah, you're okay with a young player making mistakes and getting beat and getting penalties and things like that, but I'm just kind of seeing a guy out there.
At least
right?
with Derek Barnett, we even saw flashes last year.
Yeah, you did. You see the ability.
Yeah.
You see the ability. I mean, I'm not saying that Sidney Jones is a Marcus Smith or
right,
a John Harris
right,
or that.
Not saying that, yes.
But is he special to where, listen, a high second-round draft pick in the NFL these days is like a first-round draft pick.
Well, the problem, John, is we, first of all, hope everybody was happy to see Rasul out there playing. Everybody that was been clamoring for him to get out there and play, he played Sunday night. Wonder if you feel the same way that you did prior to that game after watching Rasul play. And I'm not trying to pick on Rasul, but we tried to tell everybody there's a reason why they weren't putting him out there.
Yep.
You know, they tried to protect him by giving you all types of explanations and this and that and the other. But there's a reason why they didn't have him out there. Mm-hmm. So now you're looking at potentially two cornerbacks you drafted in the same draft that's supposed to be your future corners. You mean to tell me I got to go into this year's draft saying I need a corner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Or free agency. Right. Or you're trying to give Ron Darby $1 million to come back for half a season.
I was just going to say, not to mention, we traded for Ron Darby.
Third round draft pick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.